Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The second of the cardinal virtues is justice. So, what immediately comes to mind when you hear the word justice? Maybe what someone deserves, like a punishment, or worse, vengeance? Or maybe what is owed to me in the sense of fairness? But actually, justice is the virtue by which you are able to give people what you owe them. In justice, you give people what they have a right to expect from you. But here's an interesting question. What gives people the right to expect anything from you? Where did they get that right in the first place? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So what is the foundation of justice? How can someone say, I'm owed this, or even, I have a right to this? And notice, too, that only certain things have rights, not others. No one owes anything to a rock. And there's nothing that belongs to a tree by right. Merely material things don't make claims on us and don't enter into questions of justice. This is a critical point. Only persons deserve justice. And all human beings have been created by God with a spiritual soul to be in His image and likeness. That's why human beings must be treated justly, because of their special stature in relation to God. As the Declaration of Independence states, they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and these rights must be taken seriously. The American Founding Fathers recognized this essential truth, that God is the source of human rights, and that justice depends on recognizing His unique love and gifts to humanity. If we see the human person merely as a random collection of atoms, instead of a child of God, then we destroy the foundations and we won't be able to maintain justice. No wonder, then, that historically, whenever a society attempted to rid itself of God and religion, the stage was instantly set for widespread injustice. Because God is the only safeguard of justice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So justice is not primarily about what is owed to me, what you owe me. Justice is primarily about what I owe others. So it's the virtue that is primarily concerned with the way we deal with other people. And that's what makes justice so important. And the reason why it comes right after prudence in the order of primacy. With justice, we don't just realize our own private good. We're not just concerned about what we get. With justice, we are empowered to work for the good of others, which then builds great relationships. And because justice focuses on other people, it's broader, more encompassing of a virtue than fortitude and temperance, because those two virtues really just focus on yourself. Justice is therefore absolutely essential if we want friendships and good families and a good society. Because without justice, we fail in building relationships. And what could be more pitiful, more miserable, than a human being left only with himself? Such a person is trapped and stifled within the narrow limits of himself. He's self-enclosed, lonely, unfulfilled. So this brings us to a super important truth. Those who commit injustice are worse off than those who suffer injustice. Plato said the one who commits injustice is more to be pitied than his victim. And Jesus himself said, when he was suffering the greatest injustice of all, "Do not weep for me. Weep rather for yourselves and for your children." Because after all, a just person has healthy, properly ordered relationships with others, and so has many avenues of escaping his solitude and emptiness, enjoying the goods of friendship and society. But an unjust person, well, they cut off every bridge between themselves and other people, and it ends in the hell of their own loneliness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, justice is often rightly associated with the notion of equity or fairness, but it's really important to emphasize that when we talk about justice and equity, that doesn't mean that in a just society, everybody winds up being the same or having the same in talent or wealth or health or authority. That's silly. When two things are described as equal, it means they are the same in every way. Now, all people are equal in the sense that we are all persons with a dignity. We're all made in the image of God, and that must be respected. But past that, we are not the same. We are all different. And that's a good thing, because that's what makes each person unique and unrepeatable. But we are not all the same, thank God. So don't make justice about making everyone the same and destroying all the differences, because it's the differences that make each person in the world beautiful. Now, since we are all equal because we are all human persons, we all have to treat each other as equally important in the most basic sense, because we are all God's children and we all have the same right to be shown respect and goodwill. And importantly, when we interact with each other, especially when we've made commitments to one another, we have to recognize that the good you do for me demands that I do a proportionate amount of good for you. So for instance, if my boss gives me a fair day's wage, I owe him a fair day's service in return. And if someone comes to do work on my house, if he does good work, I owe him an amount of money that's proportionate to the value he's contributed to me. But justice does not mean I have some bogus right to an equal amount of money or fame or influence as anybody else. Justice means that in the sense that when we receive something, money or goods or services, we should consider ourselves obliged and indebted and should try to give something of roughly equal value in return to them. That's justice. And it goes for families and friends and towns and economic systems and international communities. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Justice is a great virtue. It preserves the fundamental good of relationship by making sure that when I pursue my good, I don't do it at the expense of your good. But actually, for relationships really to thrive, we have to go beyond the limits of strict justice. We have to love. Because love is the greatest virtue. Love unites the one who loves with the one who is loved. With justice, there is still a tension between your good and my good, and I have to be careful that I don't damage yours by seeking mine. But with love, that tension disappears. Because I love you, the good that I want, that I desire, is your good. So we don't have to fight about what you owe and what I owe, because love says, the good I want, the good I will work for, is your good. I want your happiness. I really love that phrase in Italian. Ti voglio bene. Ti voglio bene. It means I want your good. That's how God loves us. That's how, by His grace, we may become capable of loving one another. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on? I mean, I'm tempted to ask you, how do young people view justice today?
That's an interesting question. How do young people view justice? I think it's like you said, everyone getting the same thing. I think there's this, and this thought is kind of a rough draft. I'm trying to process this, but there's this desire to be known and seen and valued.
That's a good desire.
And then when you see other people known and seen and valued, you want to be known and seen and valued in the same way, which is working in the wrong direction, because at the end of the day, you have very different strengths from everyone. And in order to really be valued for who you are and what you are and what you've done, there has to be a difference. And it takes away from someone else's reward if you are rewarded in exactly the same way as them after all the work they put in, if you've done nothing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help you to actually see the ways in which you're very strong. And at the end of the day, we fail to realize that if we need to be great at everything, if we need to be the best in everything, we're not actually seeing our strengths, and we're not really loving the ways in which we are different from the people around us.
I think one of the deadliest things in our culture is comparison.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We think, first of all, this bizarre idea that likes mean something, which is sweet. It's funny. But we've started to put a score to everything we do in our daily life, every single aspect of it. And when we do that, then we think everyone needs to reach that same score.
Yeah.
But it's not a game, and it's not a score, and it's really not real.
I think one of the biggest tragedies of life is that we don't know ourselves. We don't appreciate ourselves. We don't live according to the way God designed us uniquely, because mm-hmm. we're always trying to be somebody else.
Yeah.
And then we're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Where if we would really know ourselves mm-hmm. and then just act accordingly. Now, I don't mean the sinful side of ourselves, but the good design.
Yeah. It always makes me think of relationships. So many people try to change themselves for someone that they like. And they try to be someone else in a relationship, but it's very ironic and it doesn't work because you want to be loved for who you are, but we have it so backwards. We just want to be loved. And then we're willing to be anyone and change and essentially create this false person. That person is maybe being loved, but you aren't really, because you're not letting that person see who you are. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if that person could potentially love some character that you put on. You shouldn't want to be loved in that way. You should want to be loved. And if they can't love you, and that's not your person, it doesn't matter. But we want equality. We want everything to be loved in the same way, to be seen yeah. and appreciated in the same way.
Yeah. Rather than what we really want is to be loved for our, appreciated for our uniqueness.
Yeah, who we are, which doesn't necessarily, it's not synonymous with as we are.
That's
because
right.
we might have many terrible behaviors and habits in our life right now, but who you are, to be loved for who you are.
I find the people that are most peaceful and who are, they really reach their full potential are those, they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They operate according to who they are, their strengths. And they don't waste any time trying to be somebody else
yeah.
or convince others they're somebody else.
To know your own limitations and appreciate the strengths of others.
Well, but also to know your own strengths,
mm-hmm.
both your strengths and your limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Just be you. I'm not saying just be you in the sense of making excuses to be sinful, but to operate according to your
yeah, know
God
what you're good
you.
At. I think this would be a very important for most young people for discernment, and it's not usually taken into account. Don't just look at what you like doing and what you could enjoy doing professionally. Look at where your strengths are at. It sounds bizarre, but they're really not looking at where their strengths are at. Beyond just, obviously, if you're looking at majors, you think, I'm kind of good at math. I'm kind of good at this or that. But moreover than that, thinking, oh, I'm a good leader, or I'm really good at following directions. I'm very good in this capacity. And really focusing in on your strength, you're going to go a lot farther than just thinking, I guess I could do that major. These are the strengths required for that major. Let me fit myself into that square-shaped yeah. hole.
Well, there you go, right? That's it. We're always trying to fit ourselves into something out there that we think is, I don't know, successful
mm-hmm.
or valuable.
Yeah.
And then we're miserable. But we're not humble. Humble is reality.
Knowing who you are.
Yeah. Accepting the greatness of who you are and accepting your limitations and living right there.
Mm.
Living in reality.
Mm-hmm. Justice, knowing what you deserve, what others deserve, and what isn't a part of that.
Yeah. I guess we all have to, or we should, if we really want to be happy, we should spend some time getting to know ourselves better. You know, not only should we come to know God in prayer, but we should try to get to know ourselves. That's a key part of our spirituality. So everyone who's joining us for this conversation, do you know yourself? Do you value yourself? Or are you trapped in trying to be somebody else? Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.